Stick around, everybody. We got Morning Magazine coming up. Katie Wright is going to join us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And in part two, we're going to catch up with our friends from the Family Center. And a little bit later today, you'll have the Greg Gard Show at 6:05 here at WFHR. After that, Wisconsin Hockey Hour. And then on WIRI at 6:55, Assumption Boys Basketball versus Wild Rose at Wild Rose. Regional tournament time. Go Boys, Rural Royals. Randy and Don, have
safe travels.
Call a good game. Hope you guys have fun with that. Melissa, great hanging out with you.
You too, James.
Terry Johns will be sitting in with us tomorrow, and then on Thursday, we'll get the James gang together. We'll have Seth and Melissa in with us. Looking forward to it. All coming up for you, coming up on this station right here, Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court begins hearing arguments this hour on President Biden's program to wipe away college debt for millions of Americans.
The plan makes more than 40 million people eligible for some level of debt forgiveness, and 20 million could have their debts erased entirely. The court is hearing two challenges to the plan, one by two students and a second by six Republican states. Among the issues for justices, whether those challenging the program have the right to sue, which includes showing that they are financially hurt by the plan. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
It's a snow day on both coasts. Northern California is getting blasted with snow. They're measuring in feet, not inches. It shut down Interstate 80. New York City and parts of Connecticut are getting their first significant amounts this season. Correspondent Errol Barnett reports from Bristol, Connecticut.
There are some school closures, so that keeps school buses off the roads. And here on Main Street, which I guess would be relatively busy in a morning with, quote, rush hour traffic in a town like this, it's been relatively clear. I've certainly seen the snow plows hard at work.
This month's ransomware attack on the U.S. Marshals Service is just one in a growing rash of cyber crimes.
There were more cyber attacks in the U.S. last year than ever before, according to the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. Its chief of security, Sean Henry, appeared on CBS Mornings.
There are multiple nation states that are using this as a tool of their digital exploitation, part of their intelligence collection.
The White House has told all federal workers they have 30 days to stop using TikTok on government-issued devices. Congress approved the ban, arguing the Chinese-owned app is a security risk. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Drive a small SUV.
Good thing this Rogue has a VC turbo engine.
Nissan is recalling more than 800,000 Rogues and Rogue Sports because the jackknife folding keys in 2017 through 2022 models may not stay fully open. If they're partially unfolded, drivers could inadvertently shut off the engine while they're in motion. The company says no crashes or injuries have been reported, and there's still no fix. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' new book has just gone on sale, and it's already number one on Amazon's top 100 list, thanks to pre-orders. The Courage to Be Free praises former President Trump and lays out DeSantis' model for the rest of the country ahead of his own expected presidential bid. This week, the governor completed a state takeover of a taxing district in Orlando, controlled by Disney for more than half a century. And the lighthouse is shining again on Sanibel Island in Florida. Cheers went up as it came to life 5 months after Hurricane Ian ravaged the island. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit generalsteel.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 37. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow, lows dip down to about 27. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation, daytime high is approaching 36. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 28th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 10:30. We're going to welcome in our friends from the Family Center. We will catch up with them. Right now, in studio, we have our good friend, Katie Wright, from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to hear. I should mention that Katie is the Events and Engagement Director over there. Get your title in. I mean, it's a good title. I should get that in there. How have you been?
Oh, you know, enjoying the weather.
Yeah. Trying to get as much of that
yes.
in as we can. Katie, we have a couple of things we're going to touch on today. I know that you had somewhere you wanted to start, though. Let's get into the new investors.
Yes. Is that it? Yeah. So we do have some new investors for February. We have Team Therapies. I didn't write the dates of when they joined, but they are here in Rapids. They do physical therapy. We have Larry Schmick. He's just an ambassador for us. He does great. He won the Ambassador of the Year award last year at our annual meeting.
Congratulations. Larry.
I know, Larry, shout out. We have BMO Harris Bank here in Rapids. We have RDB Accounting and Tax, so to get your taxes done there. And then we have Avenue Title. They are actually out of Wausau.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice list. A bunch
of
great
business.
Yeah, a bunch of great businesses in there. Let's touch on real quick, Katie. Why we encourage people to be a part of the chamber, to be in, with the group and be an investor like this.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a good way to get involved with the community. And we do a lot with our businesses and just kind of get your name out there and. It's just a good thing to be a part of.
There's a lot of connections that can get made with the chamber. A lot of doors that can be opened with the chamber. Maybe you're having a hard time advertising. You're having a hard time getting people to notice your business. You go to the chamber. This is what they do is promote you and put you out there and everything. So they literally open doors that maybe you can't on your own. And most businesses survive, especially in their early days, by locals, regulars, people you know, that kind of thing. But that very few businesses can survive on that,
right.
Especially in a rural community. So, but at the same time, we also all know, I didn't even know that business was here. You hear that all the time and everything.
Yeah.
That's missed opportunity right there.
Right.
That's missed dollars. That's a lot of missed things you're leaving kind of on the field. So when you are part of things with the chamber, not only are you investing with the chamber who is investing in your community, so you're keeping things right in house here in the Rapids area, but you're giving yourself and your employees an opportunity to grow, to reach a new audience. The chamber has been doing this for a very long time and are very good at helping you promote your business
right.
and helping maybe get your business promoted in corners that you may be not able to get to.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of educational opportunities that the chamber offers as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's that part of things. There's a lot of discounted programs that comes into mind, too.
Yep.
It's all there's no downside to it, really. I mean, it's one of those things that it really does take care of itself once you do something like that. So why don't you want to dive into events? You want to, or did you have something else there?
No, we can go on to events.
Let's get to that.
I do want to go straight to annual meeting really quick. I do want to give our sponsors another shout out that they deserve. We have our presenting sponsor, which is IRCA Worldwide. We have our virtual sponsor, which is Ho-Chunk Gaming in Nakusa. And then our dinner sponsors, we have Anderson O'Brien, LLP. We have Cellcom, Current Technologies, Domtar Industries, Inc., Enbridge Energy Company, Inc., IRCO Worldwide, Hay Creek Pallet, Paper City Savings, Rapids Insurance, a division of Marshfield, S.C. Swiderski, I'm sorry if I said that wrong,
that was
LLC,
right.
Solaris, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming in Nakusa, Media Works, and Mid-State Technical College.
Again,
thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. All great people, great organizations. That's really cool. And again, all those people you just heard, all those businesses you just heard, I mean, our businesses putting back into the community. And for me, that's where I like to put my dollars and cents. I like to go to businesses in town that are putting back into our community.
Absolutely.
And another thing, guys, we're going to talk about events now. We're going to get into some of that. And Katie's got her notes, and I've got on my laptop up. I have the Chamber's website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and I'm under their events page, and it's all laid out for you really well. One of the things that I when we're talking about being a member of the Chamber, is another advantage of this is your events showing up on this calendar, which tons and tons of people use, and it's another great way to help promote your stuff. Katie and I are going to be focusing mainly on chamber events, but as you pull up the calendar and I see right away coming up on March 3rd, Paint with the Police, live music from Tom Pease. This is going to be taking place over at the Cultural Center, and is coming up March 3rd from 1 to 3:30. Things like that, you know, that maybe you would not hear about otherwise if you weren't a part of the chamber.
Yeah.
It's a good idea to do. And yeah, we are looking at March as we
Isn't
are in
that
the,
crazy?
It is really crazy.
Oh my gosh.
February just blew right by. And you do have the banquet coming up on March 8th, Wednesday, March 8th, 75th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet. Did you get to do last year's? I couldn't remember.
I did not.
I didn't think so. Yeah.
No.
So this is your first go with this, huh?
Oh, I know.
This is a big one around here. This is a big event, and it's a fun event. For those that may not know what this is or haven't heard of it before, Katie, what can we tell them about the event?
Yeah. So this is just recognizing our investors in the community. So it is an award banquet. We have about 9, 10, 11 awards that we are giving out. Again, this is for our investors, and we just like to recognize them and all the things that they've done for us, and it's a good way to, you know, honor them, for sure.
Communities like ours, during the pandemic and at other points, has struggled, but our community, you look at especially now, after a couple of years removed, and this community, while it had hardships, and I'm not making light of those, it could have been a lot worse. And the way people came together, the way that our nonprofits were supported, and so much of this that happened in this area, any chance to be giving thank yous, I'd say for the next 10 years, are going to be very noteworthy. And it stems from not just this year, but previous years as well. It's focused on this year, of course, but I think that it's a little like the Lifetime Achievement Award sort of thing. It's a little like, you know, that. I'm a big, my family raised us on the mean, it's not about, you don't want to live a life of, what have you done for me lately? Like, and I like that that kind of feeling about these awards, these event shows and everything like that. That it's more about what you've done, your body of work, than it is just about, well, what have you done in the past hour? You know, have you helped me out in the past hour? Nope, keep moving. Like, no, this is more about the work that you've done all through the year to help out community, to help out your community. When it comes to something like this too, can people like myself go? Can, you know, just everyday citizens, everyday people go?
So you do have to be an investor. So yes, of course,
makes
the radio
sense.
Can be there.
Is this something you need to RSVP for?
Yes. So you do need to RSVP. I will say the deadline has already passed, unfortunately, but, I do want to extend the offer out, to till March 1st. So if you have not RSVP'd, please call me today. I want to get you in. I want to get you at the annual meeting. It just needs to be by tomorrow.
Is there somewhere where we can direct them to get a...
Yeah. You can call me, you can email me, you can go to our website to get all that information, but I probably would call me directly and I can get you in today.
And these are fun events. You know, this is, it's going to go from 5 to 8. It's not a huge time commitment. You're going to get, you know, some good food and everything. So you're going to have your night covered. It's a nice way to kind of break up the work week too. And having those Wednesday events, that's kind of nice. Are you guys still looking for any like table sponsors or basket raffle sponsors or anything like that?
We're always looking for table sponsors and raffle baskets. I would say probably by the end of the week we'd like to get those in, just so we can get organized, but yeah, we're still looking.
The 75th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, March 8th, 5 to 8. And where is this taking place?
The Ridges.
Yeah. You gotta love the Ridges.
I love the Ridges.
I love the band Take Three, and they just happen to be performing in town next week. So I'm just going to mention that real quick, Katie.
Just slide it right on in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing this for the community. Yes. It has nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. Don't make the story about yourself, Japes. it is a really good band, and they are going to be performing. Take Three will be performing March 9th, next Thursday, 7:30 to 9:30. This will be at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more by SavorTheArts.org. Go to SavorTheArts.org. A shout out to Sally Kistner over at the Arts Council. She gave us a pair of tickets to give away. We'll be doing that. And I will meet you all there, because I will be there. The show's at like 7:30. Don't be surprised if like at 6:30 I'm waiting in a line that isn't even there.
You're gonna start the line.
That should be fun. And I also wanted to mention the 2023 Spring Legislative Breakfast, another big event that's coming up that we are very happy and really humbled to host in our area here. This is taking place over at with our friends over at Midstate. What can we tell people about this event, Katie?
Yep, so it's March 17th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Midstate. Like you said, we have a lot of great representatives that have already confirmed already. You can register for this on our website at WisconsinRapidsChamberOfCommerce.com. I guess commerce isn't on that website, but just register online and should be good.
I see that quite all of our state, the majority of our state representatives have been asked. I can see that Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston has confirmed, along with Representative Scott Krug and Nancy Vandermeer, have confirmed that they will be there. And imagine there will be plenty more others as well as this goes gets closer and closer to the event. This is a... this is where legislators are going to answer prepared questions. This is a chance for you to kind of be there right in the middle of this and hearing a lot of this, kind of middleman in between it or anything. How does is that the only thing that's going on with the event? How does the event break down?
Yeah, so basically the order for speaking will be randomly selected at the event, and we have our moderator Craig Tim there, so he'll kind of help get the questions going too for that.
Yeah, shout out to Craig, does a nice job with these. Everything will kick off at 7 in the morning with the registration and the breakfast. 7:15, people are welcomed in. About 7:30, the forum discussion and questions will begin.
Right.
And about 9 o'clock, everything will wrap up. I think these are becoming more, they've always been important, but they're becoming more and more important as we go along here in the 24-hour news cycle and a lot of these things. When you can hear straight from the, if you will, the horse's mouth, and not, no middleman or anything like that, people want more and more of those opportunities. It just so happens that we've been doing something like this for years in town, and it kind of works out to fit with today. And again, this is taking place over at Midstate. Big shout out to our friends over at Midstate, do a great job hosting these events. And a wonderful campus. It'll be coming up now. Are there fees? Are there? Do you have to register for something like this?
You do have to register. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's about $35.
$30 in person.
Okay.
I'm sorry. $30 in person member. $40 in person non-member.
Yep.
And are we still looking for sponsors for the breakfast
absolutely.
Or anything?
So, okay. Yeah. Still need them.
You can find out more about that and become a sponsor by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, find the information, get a hold of Katie and the team over there.
Yep.
An important event. This is going to be a good one. Looking forward to that. And then we get back to some of our fun events as well, like with Off the Clock. That is coming up. And, oh, you guys are going to be at a great place.
Yes. Oh. I'm excited.
La Taqueria. Off the Clock at La Taqueria. That is perfect. That'll be March 20th, I
March
see.
March 20th, yep. 4 to 6.
What are the, oh, 4 to 6, yeah. Okay. Again, those that have not been to an off-the-clock event, what should people know about something like this?
It's just a great event. It's good for networking. We have, obviously, there's going to be great food there. There's going to be raffle prizes. Bring your business card because, I mean, there's always new people that you're going to meet. And, yeah, it's just, it's such a fun event to meet new people.
It's interesting. We were talking about in the morning show about things that, you know, how much has changed and how we're constantly innovating new things and all this. And there's very few things that still seem very similar to how when we were kids or something like that.
Right.
And business cards are still one of those things.
Yeah.
Networking is still one of those things that it's, you hear the greater minds talk about it. It's always best in person. There's LinkedIn and there's all these different websites and different ways to connect with people online nowadays. Mm-hmm. But the in-person business card still like the biggest one of people that are going to use a reference, like a person that they don't know, and they get a business card, they're more likely to call that person than they are somebody on LinkedIn they just met or something like that. I think that's kind of encouraging and kind of cool in a way in 2023 that that's still the case.
Yeah.
But it's also a great note to mention about, hey, bring your business card. It, you know, it's the one, that's what would happen to me. I go to an event like that and the one place I actually could use my business cards and I forget them.
That
would happen.
Find me online.
please. Oh. That's a great part of this. And there's the appetizers, there is the raffle prizes. Those are awesome. La Taqueria is a wonderful place to go just to have a nice meal, let alone for something like this. I think it would be a perfect environment for it.
Absolutely.
It's a great way to support a local business as well and get some great food in you. But I always think of this event and with the Coffee with the Chamber event of all the gray area stuff, all the organic stuff that can happen that wouldn't happen unless you're in the room, unless you're actually there at the event. And that's stuff that you can't necessarily peg or say this is what we're talking about. It's just things that, you know, maybe you run into a friend you haven't seen in forever, or you make a new friend, or that kind of thing. It just, that stuff can't necessarily happen unless it's at an event like that.
Right.
Again, off the clock going on March 20th over at La Taqueria. And then Coffee with the Chamber is going to wrap up our March events, I see.
Yes.
And when is this one taking place? Where is it at?
Yep, so it's March 29th. It's from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. In person now, it will be at the Chamber. Otherwise, it's still a virtual option. You can go on our website, register. We'll send you a link if you are doing Zoom. But our speaker is Evan Umpire, Director of Tax, Transportation, and Legal Affairs. So he'll have a legislative update and state budget review. I think that would be a good one, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's a hot topic right now. It's a big one in this state, and it's going to be for a while. And here's a way to get informed and find out more about it.
Yeah.
Especially from somebody who's just coming into it from a fact standpoint and everything and just kind of giving you the nuts and bolts of this. People, you say the word budget and sometimes people start to check out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that, and I should say that that used to be more of the case. I think nowadays more and more people are getting caring about this stuff and want to hear more about it, but may not always know like what some of these terms mean or some of the words or some of the lingo that is used or some of the logistics that are, making up these bills and everything. It can be confusing for some.
Oh, yeah.
A guy like Evan, it's part of his job is breaking this stuff down for you and explaining it like, people like somebody even I can understand. It's a great opportunity for that, as well as an opportunity, again, for all those organic things I was talking about. Even with something that, whether it is in person or online, with Coffee with the Chamber, you have that opportunity.
Right.
Also, seems like a real great way to start your day. It's 8:30 to 9:30. If you're able to make time for this, because we understand a lot of people are at work or that or what have you, this is an important one. I think it's a great opportunity for employers too.
Yeah.
Like if you think that this would apply well to your company, your business, to your employees, maybe letting them start an hour later and letting them take part of this and get informed on this subject, and then you get right back to work after that. I also wanted to mention too, Katie, that if you guys are always looking for sponsors or businesses to host these events, whether it is Coffee with the Chamber or the other events that you guys do, are you guys looking for people to reach out to ask about that and see?
Always, absolutely. Stacy does really good. She's also looking for those as well. So reach out to her. She's our new president and CEO at the chamber. She is the one doing all those events. So reach out to her if you're interested. For sure.
Yeah, we got to get her in.
Yes, you do.
I don't think we've had Stacy on the air with us yet.
Stacy, yeah. If you're listening.
Oh, yeah. Now the clock's ticking. It's just a matter of time now, Stacy. You're going to have to put up with me, just like all the other poor chamber members. Ask Krista about it. Krista's had to put up with me for years, so she knows better than most.
18 years? Well, not 18. Have you?
Not the entire 18 I've spent here, but
pretty close.
You ask Krista, I bet you it feels like it. Heck, Angel went on to a whole different field just so she didn't have to deal with me. Yeah. I'm joking. I could not be stressing it
for her.
Yes, yeah. We're looking forward to meeting her. We're looking forward to having her in studio and everything. That'll be nice. There are plenty of other events coming up, of course, in April. Some of the similar ones like Off the Clock and Coffee with the Chamber we'll talk about when we get closer to that. But when it comes to things like that, Katie, comes to maybe finding out more about what it is to be a chamber member or any of these things. We'll give you the information so that you can get a hold of Katie a little bit later. But as we're wrapping up, I did want to just touch on the leadership class. We were going to have one of the leadership members join us. She wasn't able to. Maybe the next show we do. Yes. Maybe that'll happen then. But let's just wrap up on that and the leadership class and what this is, what this means. It's, for one, it's a program that's been going on for a very long time. And the chamber, part of their, you know, initiative, part of their goal is to not just help businesses, but to help employees. And this leadership program really does this. Yeah. I genuinely believe that everybody has leadership in them. I don't think that there's anybody who couldn't be a leader or hasn't been a leader at different points in their life. There's plenty of people who don't look at themselves that way, but I think that sometimes that makes the best leaders.
Right.
Most leadership is done by just doing. I don't know if I've ever heard somebody, I'm a great leader, and then they, you know, let. No, I don't think that's really how that works. They just lead. They're too busy leading to tell you that they're a good leader. The program kind of embodies that, kind of does some of that. But I also think that a program like this kind of helps you see some of the stuff that you had in you already and you just didn't know. And it kind of helps you harness that and kind of bring utilize it more and fine tune it, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard good things about people coming out of this. You know, they've learned so much from what we did with the leadership program.
You get these personal and interpersonal skills, the local economic development and local county economic, finding out more and more about that. Even if you were born and raised in this town, you could probably learn some stuff.
Oh,
you could. There's probably some stuff you don't know, let alone if you're a new person in town. There's nobody that couldn't be benefited by this, but I genuinely think if you are newish in this area, this leadership program is just tailor-made for you and such a great way to not only interact and meet new people and maybe make some of these connections that are going to help your business, but help you personally. Like, I don't want to make light of the business part of this or anything, but just on a personal level, it can be new. I know this better than most, and you know this too, Katie, what it's like to be new in town, not just in this town, but any town. It's even if you're the best ever at this, it's not always easy sledding, you know? So an event like this really kind of is a break in the ice kind of thing for you to be able to really get to know people in an area and a wide variety of people, because people from every different field have been a part of the leadership program over the years. We've had almost every industry that I can think of a part of this program. So you're really going to get a chance to meet people from a wide gamut.
Oh, and that's another great networking thing, too. It's like now you know this person from this business, and you're meeting so many people to where you need them in the future for reference. It's like now you've met them.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity. Cannot encourage people enough to be a part of this program. When they're accepting applications, be sure to get your application in there. And to business owners out there, it's something to think about. You can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And Katie, as we're wrapping up, if there are questions people have, they want to know more about some of the stuff we've talked about today, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me, they can email me, they can walk right on in the chamber office. I'll be there, maybe. And you can definitely talk to me about anything that you might need.
We do always encourage you to stop by the office. It's never a bad idea. If you want, you can give Katie a call, 715-422-4859. Or just stop by and say hi to Katie and Stacy and Promise and all the gang
Everybody,
over there.
The whole gang.
Yeah, all over there. Just waiting for you to say hi.
Yeah.
And again, it's right across from Quick Trip.
Like, we're still waiting for you guys to walk in.
Yeah. Do it already.
Seriously.
And again, be sure to follow the Chamber on social media. It's a great follow. Yeah. You will not be disappointed.
Nope.
Always good talking with you, Katie. Thanks so much for the time. We'll hang out again real soon.
We will.
We'll come back with more Morning Magazine for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you. Their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Aww. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 37. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow, lows dip down to about 27. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation, daytime high is approaching 36. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part two for this February 28th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and I am joined right now by our friend Deb from the Wisconsin Rabbits Family Center. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, James.
So good to see you.
You too.
I got to let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit here. We weren't sure who was coming in for the Family Center. I saw you. I was so excited.
I'm your surprise guest today.
Yes, I love it. And it's also noteworthy. Deb was my first interview on Morning Magazine, so I certainly always love that. It's always nice to hang out again. And
yes.
I always like to be honest about these things. I am a board member of the Family Center.
You are.
So there is that in there when I'm talking. And if I get on soapbox, that's, you know, that's probably part of why.
A little bit of an investment there.
A little bit.
Yep.
Deb told us today that we've got a little bit of a potpourri we're going to talk about. We've got a kind of bunch of stuff we're going to cover today.
A plethora of points.
Oh, great words.
James and I are playing words today.
Yes,
so,
we're having fun with that.
Yes. Love it.
Where would you like to start, Deb?
Well, I can just kind of update what's going on. You know, it's kind of interesting. Every once in a blue moon, when the weather's bad, we get a call, are you open? Or, you know, like, yeah, we're here. We're always here. Our shelter has advocates 24/7. Obviously, we're staffed during the weekday, you know, kind of regular business hours. But it's never that we don't have anyone available to take a call, to take a walk-in. If someone's in a situation where they need that support, we are always there by calling the hotline at 715-421-1511. They can reach out there. It's always confidential, always cost-free. People don't even have to tell us their name if they're not comfortable with that. The most important thing in our eyes is getting you that support, that help, that advocacy. If it's in the middle of the night, we go from there. And then, you know, once our full-time advocates are in, then we kind of work from there and say, okay, who is the best fit for this situation, whether it be sexual assault, domestic violence, whatever the situation. There are many times where advocates will work together if there's housing involved or whatever the situation. We work together to present the best care and advocacy for that person's situation. And, you know, we don't discriminate. So no matter what, it's hard to reach out. And we understand that. So that's like the first huge step is, you know, realizing that you need to get out of the situation and we're there to help you walk through that.
Something like this
procedure.
Is not going to, it rarely is a impulse move.
Correct.
Or anything. It's something that needs to be thought through, planned out, that kind of thing.
Right.
And everything has to start with step one. And that tends to be the first step of understanding, hey, I'm in a situation I need to get out of or what have you. And going from there.
Right.
And I can't think of many things that, because what I know of the situation and what I know of talking to people about the situation, anything can be a deterrent. And oh, no, it's, you know what, I should just, it's just me, I should put up with this or whatever and everything.
Right.
So something as simple as, well, I don't think the family center's open could be a deterrent to keep them from not. So it's so impactful and awesome that you guys are able to stay open. But I also know that doesn't happen lightly. Like, that means people are in the building on days like yesterday and that kind of thing.
Exactly. And we did. We had a few that couldn't make it in. But by and large, we did have people. We do have people there. The one thing I would just like to mention is on our website, if people can go on our website, they need to realize that those messages aren't monitored 24/7. So the best option is to give a call. And again, that can be done anonymously, whatever that person is comfortable with. You know, we're going to work with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The more unanswered questions we can answer and make sure that it's, you know, hopefully common knowledge, then, you know, that isn't a deterrent for somebody and they will make that call.
Correct.
Appreciate you covering that because that's a gray area I don't think a lot of us would have thought of.
Yeah.
But
we're
certainly going to run into it a lot here in Wisconsin. We're going to have plenty of days
like
that.
Oh, my gosh. It's been just like, I think people are starting to roll their eyes going, come on, are you kidding? Another, you know, you kind of look at March starting tomorrow going, okay. It's March. We can be done with this weather now, but it is Wisconsin.
True. We mentioned the weather and the time of year and everything, and while there's never a time of the year that this isn't an important topic, while domestic violence is right up there for my top three bigger causes, right next to that is homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to get into next with you, 2023 Help for the Homeless Drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
That kicked off early in the month in February. It's wrapping up on March 5th.
Yep. So this is the last week.
Mm-hmm.
There are, if people want to, obviously we'd love to take the donations. There are donation boxes out and about throughout the community. If people want to go to our website at familycentr.org and go to the Help for the Homeless page, there is a listing of all the locations. A lot are in churches. There are some in businesses. Walgreens is one that has a box. Urco, I think that's more internal. But there are, you know, another business that's on board. A lot of churches. And I'm sorry, offhand, I'm trying to think of any more.
Well, I got I can cheat. I got the list in front of me.
So I think there's like 17-ish, I think, donations.
There's a lot of locations.
And just want to give a shout out. First English is going on their third box.
That's crazy.
I have to drop one off today. They have filled up two boxes already. So, and what Help for the Homeless, what their goal is, and we share the donations with Focus, which is a food pantry and neighborhood table.
Shout out to our friends over at Focus.
Yeah, and so we share all the donations with them. So what Help for the Homeless is a hygiene drive. So it covers things that I'm always kind of like, really? Mm. Aren't covered by things like the SNAP program, yeah, and WIC and those kind of things. And you know, there are things that are essential to everyday life, shampoos and soaps and hygiene products, but they're not covered by other programs.
Right.
So that is what this is. The goal is to provide a year's worth of products for homeless agencies or agencies like Focus and our and the Family Center, who, you know, deal with, well, we deal with more of a specific need,
right,
as far as,
right,
people that are dealing with domestic violence. We're not a homeless shelter, and Focus, you know, helps those who are struggling as well. But, you know, toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning products, hygiene products, those kind of things. So the community has always been very generous with that. We're hoping to have the same this year. We'll be collecting the boxes next week and then sorting them and sharing them between our two programs. So hopefully it'll be a lot of work, if you know, with the generous community, but it's very much appreciated and needed within our two agencies. So shout out to Focus for their support in putting this, you know, working together with us, and we'll be out and about next week collecting them. And
you know, it's great to see nonprofits working together. It never gets old to me, and it makes our community much stronger.
Oh, for sure.
But it also, if I can, shows a connection too between both things. Oftentimes, domestic violence survivors will leave the location that they're in, and if they don't have a place like the Family Center or something like that, they can end up homeless.
Right.
Oftentimes, you would rather be homeless than continue to live with an abuser.
Oh, for sure.
And vice versa, where homelessness oftentimes it can lead to violence. It can lead to those things.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing these worlds come together to try to help each other and help our whole community is great. And I also think it shows you the how thin of a line it can be between having a roof over your head and not.
Mm-hmm.
For those that haven't experienced this, I don't know if they understand how close you can be to something like this and how it could easily be you or a loved one. And when you help people in this regard, I don't use this in a silly term. I my brain's scientific. It likes facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say karma, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about karma and what that is. But for me, karma is a factual thing. I've seen too much of it in my life. Put good into the universe, good comes back. You do something like this, and I hope to God you never have to deal with either of these topics, but if you do, it's a good feeling to know that, hey,
I know
what it's like, because I gave that help. So now when I need it, it's there for me.
Well, you know, and that can be a deterrent to somebody in a situation of abuse. They're in their home, they're being abused, and what's the alternative? Okay, if I leave, where am I going to go? I'm not going to have perhaps income because my abuser has, and I don't want to say managed, but has controlled everything.
Yeah.
He's control, or I shouldn't say he, I'm sorry. The abuser has controlled my finances, controlled can I go out and get a job? I'm living here. What's going to happen if I leave?
Mm.
You know, so there's all those control issues that make it even harder for someone sometimes to leave. So knowing there's help out there and getting the word out there that, yes, it's scary and difficult, yeah, but you will have support and you will have people that are helping you one step at a time, one foot forward at a time, and we're going to help you along that road to independence and freedom from abuse.
I doubt you could really put this in the words, Deb, but how important is it for people when they're in that stage of things to be able to see or talk to or hear from people who have come out the other side? To be able to see people who were in that same position and now they're you know, living their life and they're away from the abuser and all that.
Yeah.
Like, to see that the end game, you know, if you know what I mean, if I'm wording this right.
Right. You know, I don't know how many people maybe get that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are bonds, I think, that form when people are in shelter, but I don't know the connections.
Yeah.
They stay beyond that. But I think just, you know, the healing that starts and hopefully continues once they get out. And, you know, I think we've talked about this a couple times where we've been out in the community, like at National Night Out or some event or something where the Family Center might be having a table. And every once in a while, someone will come up and say, you know, I just want you to know that you guys were there when I needed you. And, you know, and you, you know, like, oh, I'm glad we were able to help you, and hopefully things are going well. And, you know, yeah, they are. You know, I'm doing so much better. I'm out on my own. I've gotten a job. I've done this. Or, you know, just those little success stories can mean so much. And you know there's more out there. Right. You just maybe don't always get the opportunity to hear about them. And the fact that somebody can step forward and say, hey, thanks, you were there. And hopefully they're sharing that, you know. Yeah. Every once in a while we'll get a call where, you know, so-and-so said I should give you guys a call. So
shame can be one of the things that holds people back from seeking help or leaving an abuser. But it's not as if that goes away once you do get on your feet or what have you and get mm-hmm. to this hopefully end game position. It can still be there. And I bring it up in part to encourage people to share their stories. I would never put it on anybody. If you want to, we encourage you to, but I would not put that on anybody. You have to or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think those stories, those, for lack of a better word, testimonials,
right,
are going to help the people who are sitting in the weeds waiting, you know, for a sign that they, you know, there is a better day ahead.
Right.
And I just appreciate the braveness of the people that have shared their stories.
Oh, for sure.
I think it goes farther than we could ever word.
We had a speaker at our Domestic Violence Awareness Month event this past October who had lived through a horrific situation. Mm. She, in her story, she talks about how she did not think she was going to come out alive. It was that bad. It happened over a weekend, I think. And luckily, there was a window. She was able to call the police and, you know, was able to move forward from there. And she shares her story. She goes to schools and shares her story. So I think those are very impacting. And, you know, obviously they've ended positively.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they did not end with a homicide. They did right. not end in a bad way. You know, it takes a while. The healing takes, obviously, it's probably ongoing.
Yeah.
As anybody going through a lot of, you know, there's not very many overnight cures to anything, you know. So, I mean, and I think that's hard in our society, especially as it is now. We're all looking for that instantaneous,
yeah,
you know, quick fix, or, you know, I'm going to click this button and I'm going to have the groceries at my door and I'm going to go do this. And, you know, it's easy to order DoorDash and
real
instead of like,
yeah,
you know, like, let's cook this from scratch. And I guess basically we're cooking from scratch. You know,
yes.
We're like, we've got the components and we're going to put it together and we're going to put all these things together. And it's not going to be a push the button, let's order it, but it's going to take some time. But we're there to help them through to get that whole dish cooked up and ready to serve.
Well said. I've had to learn this the hard way, that true healing takes time.
Yeah.
And there's
and
no rushing that. And
yeah.
There's no timeline for something
right,
like that.
Right.
And it can oftentimes be a lifelong journey.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that it's always rough. It means that just that, you know, it takes work. And
right.
You're going to have better days than others and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break in a second here. But real quick, I did want to mention those locations.
Okay.
The Help for the Homeless 2023 is going until March 5th. And if you're able to donate any of the, you know, toiletries or personal items that you can think of, the Family Center does have a list of needs at familyctr.org. You can go to familyctr.org and find that complete list, and you can find the list of locations as well that are accepting. I'm just going to read through these real quick.
Sure.
Abundant Life Tabernacle at Baker Street Wesleyan Church, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Crossview Church, Urco Worldwide, Faith Reformed Church, First Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, First English Lutheran Church, Grace Lutheran Church, Emmanuel Lutheran Church in School, as well as the Moravian Church, Opportunity Development Center, Sacred Heart Church, St. John Episcopal Church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church, United Church of Christ, Nakusa, Walgreens, and the Wisconsin Rapids Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yes.
Thank you. You can tell the Jew in the room. I'm kidding. I had to make that joke. Big shout out. Big, big, big thank you to all of those places for hosting this. And who did you say had like a third box or whatever?
First English Lutheran.
Nice.
Yeah, they actually I think the first week they filled up one, they called last week, and the weather was just not conducive to getting out there. So, and then yesterday I was going to drop it off, and we're like, yeah, no, I don't think. Not driving too much.
Not the best day for
it. It was messy. It was messy.
Again, you can see the complete list at familyctr.org. We're going to talk more with Deb and our friends at the Family Center as we come back from this short break here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally Grow Radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 37. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows dip down to about 27, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow, highs level off around 36, overcast. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 10:51 on the clock, and we have Deb with us from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Always good to see you and talk with you, Deb. Thanks again for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Where would you like to go next? We've touched on a couple of things so far.
Sure. I just want to talk a little bit about our volunteering and then real quick touch on some of our high needs.
Yeah.
Especially with our food pantry. So, volunteering is always an option for the at the Family Center. Some people look at it as a stepping stone to maybe seeking future employment. So we are looking at, we're going to have our Touch a Truck event coming up the end of July, and we had a great volunteer turnout for that. Mm. Actually, we were at the River Kings game.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, I can't remember when it was.
Time's a flat circle.
I know. And one of our volunteers from that event was there, and she came up and said, looking forward to doing it again this year.
Cool.
So we have what I kind of call one and dones, where, sometimes it's a school that wants to come in and do a few hours. Ideally, we like something a little more than an hour, but we can sometimes find something that's a really short window or small window. And we have volunteer opportunities that are more regular, once a week, working on phone, answering the phones, or we have some maintenance volunteers. So we're going to be looking, it's not all gelled yet, but looking at some volunteers to help with our support group, childcare. That's still kind of being worked out, so that'll be an opportunity. You can go on our website with that as well and check out, what we have for volunteer opportunities and fill out an application. We do a background check, references, that kind of thing, just because of being a shelter for domestic violence. We want to make sure that everyone's, okay to to be there. So
being in 2023 mm-hmm. and that we're at a time now where we finally can talk about this subject and we don't have to use hushed voices. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it's going to be going forward. We're never going backwards. Right. We're only going forward with this subject. Those of us on the right side of history have anything to say about it. When it comes to that, you're going to have even new voices and new people interested in the cause, interested in being a part of this, but maybe a little unsure. Certainly, most nonprofits, you can volunteer, and it doesn't take a ton of things. But with something like this, I could see people being, you were bringing up like unanswered questions or questions we have in our head that you may not know the answer to with the, is the family center open on a day like yesterday? Right. Something like this. I could see volunteers, well, I want to volunteer, I care about this, but I don't know much about domestic violence or how to help somebody, you know, in that situation. Kind of easing that a little bit. You're not going to be working one-on-one necessarily with people.
Oh,
you're not
going to
be doing anything like that.
We do have some training that, you know, we ask the volunteers to do.
But if you're not comfortable
aspect,
with that.
But yeah, most of the volunteers right now do not work with clients. Mm-hmm. It's in our donation center. We work with Lincoln High School, and they come in and they do some cleaning 4 days a week. We work with ODC, and they come in and help us do different things around the shelter. So a lot of it is not client related. You know, that may be an opportunity that we look at. Just different opportunities. And sometimes people call with an idea. So yeah.
We're all looking for ways to help, mm-hmm. and not all of us can be shelter advocates, but you still want to help a cause like this, so what can I do? Well, when you're doing these things that Deb was just mentioning, that's one more thing off of you and Sue and the rest of the staff's plate, frees you up to be able to do the vital work that you're doing over there. So this really does help quite a bit. It does go a lot farther than it might seem like on the surface at times. And all it takes to be a volunteer is caring. You know, I mean, that's a big part of it.
We do have some requirements, but they're all doable.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
They're all doable. So.
As long as we're talking about volunteering, there's two other things I wanted to mention. One, we really encourage young people to volunteer to be a part of this. I think that it's vital for this topic, for this cause, to stay where it's been and where it's finally gotten for young people. And it seems like they're, you know, not being needing to be pushed into this, and they're caring about this mm-hmm. cause genuinely and everything. But it's not a bad idea for them to be in part of these things. And it's not a bad thing on your college resume either. It's one of the better things you can have on there and stuff. So that goes a long way as well. But as long as we're talking about volunteering and that, are you guys hiring over there? I know that I saw a little while ago that you were.
Openings, yep. And that, again, go to our website at familyctr.org. this message brought to you by. but we do have an employment link. I'm kind of the website.
Yeah.
You know, I have fun doing it. I enjoy it. So try and keep that updated as well with our employment opportunities and our needs that we'll talk about here in just a second. We try and keep that updated. So
it's a great place to work. It's a great way to not only make a paycheck, but to also put back into your community and to do some really important, vital work in your community. So if you're interested, shelter staff, visitation staff, or really anything over there as far as volunteering or any of these other things, we encourage you to give them a call over there. Get a hold of our friends at the Family Center.
Yep.
We're going to talk about needs. We're going to kind of wrap up with that. And there are certainly, as I mentioned before, with like the homeless situation, your basic toiletries, your basic things that you need in your own household is right away a first good thing to think of. Are there other things that we can also?
Absolutely. So just about like everybody else on the planet, you know, groceries have become astronomical. I think everybody has felt that when you go into the grocery store. So our food pantry is in need of items. Mm-hmm. Some of the high need items are pastas, different variety of pastas, egg noodles, spaghetti. We were just looking today. Soups, both condensed and ready to eat, canned pastas like SpaghettiOs. You know, when we get the kids up there, sometimes they like cereals. We need, you know, ready to eat cereals.
Easy to make meals, quick to make meals, that kind of thing.
Right, but we also want to like you would stock your home pantry, you know, to encourage, you know, some cooking in shelter. Mm-hmm. So we have, we work with Feeding America, so we do get some products from them, but, you know, we have our outreach as well. So while our food pantry helps our in-house clients. We also have outreach clients that are, you know, as part of that ongoing care. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is a shelter fit, mm-hmm. but they need that advocacy, they need that support. So we do help them in other ways as well. So we just like to keep that food pantry stocked. Those needs are listed on the website as well, and you can click the little, there's little grocery carts, and you can click the link, and that'll give you a printable grocery list. So if if you are able and can just throw a couple extra things in your cart for our cart, that would be great. We also have wish lists, Target wish lists on our website as well under the support us link.
The more you can do these things, I mean, obviously we need few food to survive. That's clearly enough. But in a situation like this, I think of the kids a lot. I think of the adults, the kids especially, but the adults as well, about an idea of being able to give some normalcy to an unnormal situation, a difficult situation of, you know, we're not at home or we're in this environment and everything, but hey, we can make a meal together. And that's right. Normal. That's something that's a routine for us. We make meals together all the time. That may not seem like a big deal to some out there, but that can be monumental in situation, in that environment.
Exactly. And as you know, James, that in up in shelter, in our visitation center, we strive to give that at home feel. So we have, you know, there's